Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We started a new chapter yesterday, a chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims, an explanation of their rights, and having compassion and mercy for them. So Islam teaches us, encourages us that we should have respect, we should honor a fellow Muslim, we should show compassion, we should have love, and we should have mercy. And as we explained before, when it comes to general humanitarian efforts and assistance, then Islam is such that it encourages us, when it comes to these sort of things, welfare, that we help every single person. We don't honor the non-Muslim because of his kufr, but at the same time we assist them, we help them as far as assistance is concerned. For example, there's a shortage of water. We help everyone, whether the person is black, whether he's white, whether he's blue, whatever it is, whatever religion to his following, this is general humanitarian assistance. But because a person is a non-Muslim, then we don't have azmat for him, we don't have respect for him, we don't honor him because of his kufr. But at the same time we don't show any disservice to him when we got extra water, extra food, we assist and we help these type of people. So that distinction is something that is very, very important to make. Another thing is Islam is so kind and shows us so much of mercy, that even animals also we are encouraged that we must assist. In Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, this hadith comes, that there was a person that was travelling and he was extremely thirsty. It was a hot day, he was feeling thirsty. He came to a well and he climbed down that well and he went to the bottom and he helped himself to some water, drank some water. And when he came out, he saw there was a dog that was lapping around the mud that was there, around the well, was lapping and trying to get some water, whatever he could extract from that mud that was around that well. So this person thought to himself that I was in the same position as this animal. I was also very thirsty. But I had the advantage of going down, climbing into the well, fulfilling the thirst that I had. But this poor animal doesn't have that opportunity of going down. Let me go down and bring water for this animal. So there was an apak animal, it was a dog. But yet he felt sorry in his heart. So he went back down into the well. He filled up water in his leather sock, so that could be like a utensil to carry the water up. But now he needed assistance to pull himself up. He's got that leather sock in his hand. So in the hadith it comes, he puts that leather sock in his mouth, and now his two hands are free. He pulls himself up, he comes and he offers that water to the dog. And then it's mentioned that Allah Ta'ala made the maghfirat of this person because of that one action. Because he gave that water, he gave the dog water to drink. So this is how Allah Ta'ala appreciates humanitarian assistance, welfare, assisting, but even a dog. So when Sahaba, they heard this incident, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna lil baha'imi ajrun, that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even for animals, inna lil baha'imi ajrun, even for animals will be given reward. Something like we look down upon animals. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that fi kulli kabidi ratbatin ajrun, that for every living creature that you help and you assist, there is reward. Every living creature, it doesn't matter what animal it is, the fact that you assisted it, you helped it, there is a reward for you. So here it shows that how much Allah Ta'ala appreciates. So imagine Ashraful Makhluqat, the highest of creation, and imagine those people that have Iman, those that are believers, how much more respect we need to show to them. So anyway, today's hadith, An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a believer is like a building to another believer, with one portion of it strengthening the other. He demonstrated this, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم demonstrated this by interlocking his fingers of one hand with the other, to show that how when you interlock, this is how Muslims are, this is how believers are, they assist one another. Now why a building? And when you look at a building, you find that the brickwork, you find that the woodwork, you find that the doors, everything reinforces each other. Look at the brick, the cement, that each part of the building is supporting the other part of the building. So this is how a believer is, how these are Muslims are. They're supporting each other, they're helping each other, they're being of assistance to each other, not that they're being rivals to each other. Nowadays, unfortunately, somebody was mentioning to me, that even amongst the aid agencies now, that are assisting with welfare and water and all, there's some type of rivalry that's taking place. Each one wants to take the credit for something that they're doing in whichever area. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of assisting and helping. But this Muslim should be assisting each other. There shouldn't be rivalry that we want to get the credit and we want to get the credit and we did this and we did that. Remember something, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of whatever we do. It shouldn't be such that we want to take the credit. There's a nice saying that there is no limit to where a person can reach. There's no limit to where a person can reach so long as he doesn't care who takes the credit. He's not interested who takes the credit. There's no limit. He can carry on ascending and going to very, very high heights so long as he's not interested in who takes the credit. So a Muslim helps each other. Organizations help each other. Not that there should be some rivalry that we did and we did so much so we can show the public how much we did. No, this should never be the situation. The situation should be such that each one is trying to help for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And collectively now, the Muslim Ummah is assisting one another. So this teaches us something, that whatever we're doing it for the sake of Islam. Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, said something very nicely. He said, whenever we do something, he said, see that we're not doing it for the Muslims, but rather we're doing it for Islam. We are not doing something for the Muslims. Doing for the Muslims is good, yes, not to say no. But our object must be that we are doing it for Islam. There's a big difference. Sometimes Muslims want something that's not permissible, but they want it. For example, Muslims may want a souk and want a fair, where it is all intermingling and it is all mixing. Sometimes Muslims may want, for example, a fun fair. Or sometimes Muslims may want something that is a wedding, that is something that is incorrect according to Islam. So yes, we are doing something for Muslims, but ask ourselves, are we doing it for Islam? Our objective will be done. Whatever we're doing it, we're doing it for the sake of Islam. When the person has this, then he's not interested and he's not worried. Whoever it is that may get the credit, whether people recognize me or they don't recognize me, I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.